This is the ColoradoHockey.com podcast brought to you by ABSFAM, ABSFAM.com, for the coolest hockey shirts you can't find anywhere else because they're not available anywhere else. They're only at ABSFAM, ABSFAM.com. Go check them out right now. Do it. So today is indeed a good day because there's still a lot of hockey in the air, even though it's August. Hockey in August is pretty much unheard of, but when you have a coach like Patrick Waugh, who maybe skips town 40 days before the season starts, interesting, we have something to talk about. Much has already been said about the departure of Patrick Waugh, and my thoughts on it were, that's interesting, bad timing, sucks, let's move on. Why? Because as good of a coach as Patrick Waugh was, and he was, people are saying that he's not, he was a good coach, he just maybe wasn't the right coach, and with him leaving, there are a lot of opportunities that will arise that wouldn't have if Patrick Waugh was here. One of those is the morale of the team. One of those is the ownership and the authenticity of the efforts of the core of the Colorado Avalanche. Joe Sakic made some big dollar commitments to keep the core players here and keep them intact, and now it's time for them to show up. And I think it's fair to say that this is the year where he really means it. Show up or get the fuck out. Harsh words, I know, but let's be honest. This is a business. This isn't some feel-good movie. This is a reality show, and somebody's going to get voted off if they don't show up. It's likely going to be somebody who has had plenty of chances and just never lived up to the full potential that the Avalanche think that they have. I'm not saying who that is, but I'm guessing that you have a few people in your mind, and that's just proof right there that you believe what I believe. This is the time for the core to show up. They don't even need a coach at this point. They have to come together as a group, and they have to get it done. The coach is an important piece, but he's not the piece that gets it done. They're the players on the ice. They're the ones who need to show up every single night and bring a little grit to their game. And if this was an episode of Sesame Street, that would be the word of the day right there.
Grit.
Say it with me. Grit. Now, it seems like a silly idea to say that the Avalanche need grit, but you know what every single player in the NHL has? Talent. They all have talent. This isn't a matter of talent. This isn't a matter of potential. This is a matter of people who have grit, who go out there and face other talented people, and when shit falls apart, they pull it together, they have grit, they get through it. They refuse to lose. They don't just give up on stuff. They go out there every single time with something to prove, and that's what the Avalanche have right now. They have something to prove, but do they have the grit to back it up? And by they, I mean the team. This isn't about the coach anymore. With Patrick Waugh leaving, this is firmly on the shoulders of the Colorado Avalanche hockey players, the guys on the ice, and even more so on the core players, and even more so on Gabriel Landeskog. As a team, we have speed, we have goaltending, and we might even have defense at this point, so what's the one thing that's going to win games when it's close, when other teams have the same thing that we have? Grit. You got to show up. You got to go in the corners. You got to have a smart mind. You got to not take penalties, and you've got to win the fucking battles. So with all that talk about all the pressure on the players, then what is the coach for at this point? Well, you know what? He's a new face, and he's a guy who's going to bring a new system. That's really where everybody seems to agree that Patrick Waugh failed, was his system didn't fit this team and didn't fit the NHL right now. There are some good parts, but there are also some really bad parts. And the worst part of it all is that it didn't work at this time with this team. Whatever, we move on. That's all you can do at this point, and it's firmly on the players of the Colorado Avalanche to figure that out. So how are you going to do this? If you said, what is grit? You are correct. And here's how I propose we do it.
Either we heal as a team, or we're gonna crumble.
That is so true right now.
Inch by inch, play by play, till we're finished. We're in hell right now, gentlemen. Believe me. And we can stay here, get the shit kicked out of us, or we can fight our way back.
Grit.
Into the light. We can climb out of hell.
More grit.
1 inch at a time.
Lots of grit.
Now, I can't do it for you. I'm too old.
All right, let's stop right there for 1 second. The coach shouldn't have to do it for them. He facilitates them, he inspires them, but they go and do it. Really good point.
I look around, I see these young faces, and I think, I mean, I made every wrong choice a middle-aged man can make. I pissed away all my money.
Okay, this spider isn't true. Hold on, 1 second.
You know, when you get old in life, things get taken from you. I mean, that's part of life. But you only learn that when you start losing stuff.
That's so true.
You find out life's a game of inches. So is football.
Hockey.
Because in either game, life or football,
hockey,
the margin for error is so small. I mean, one half a step too late or too early, and you don't quite make it. One half second too slow, too fast, you don't quite catch it. The inches we need are everywhere around us.
Hell yeah.
They're in every break of the game, every minute, every second. On this team, we fight for that inch. On this team, we tear ourselves and everyone else around us to pieces for that inch. We claw with our fingernails for that inch. Because we know when we add up all those inches, that's gonna make the fucking difference between winning and losing. Between living and dying. I'll tell you this, in any fight, it's the guy who's willing to die who's gonna win that itch. And I know if I'm gonna have any life anymore, it's because I'm still willing to fight and die for that itch. Because that's what living is. The 6 inches in front of your face. Now I can't make you do it. You gotta look at the guy next to you. Look into his eyes. Now I think you're gonna see a guy will go that inch with you.
Hell yeah.
You're gonna see a guy who will sacrifice himself for this team because he knows when it comes down to it, you're gonna do the same for him.
Yeah.
That's a team, gentlemen.
Hell yeah.
And either we heal now as a team, or we will die as individuals.
That might be the most profound line in the entire speech.
That's football.
Hockey.
Guys. That's all it is. Now, what are you gonna do?
And that, my friends, is inspiration. That is what gets players off their asses and playing with grit. Again, the word of the day is grit. Al Pacino knows it. I hope that our new coach knows it. A moment of silence for what we used to be and what we will become. Okay, but seriously, Al Pacino is amazing, right? Okay, even more seriously, I think that we really do have an opportunity on our hands right now. We, as in the Avalanche, because, you know, I dream that I'm a part of this team. Either way, I think that there is an opportunity that we didn't have before and we wouldn't have never had if we still had Wah. I love Wah. I didn't want him to go, but he went away and this is our new reality. So let's take advantage of it. Let's go clean slate. Let's go from scratch. Say, you know what? Let's look at everything. We know we have tools. We know we have weapons. We know we have abilities. Let's see if we can put them together in a way that makes us a new threat, a new team. Let's create the kind of atmosphere and opportunities for players to smash their potential, to set new personal records, and to come together as a true team. Not a bunch of individuals, not a few first round picks, not some guys who should be doing much better, but that team that fights with each other for each other. The team that does it because it's what you're supposed to do for the guy who's doing battle with you. So when it comes to all the drama around coaches and our new coach, Coach Bednar, who I will now refer to as Coach Bender, it doesn't really matter. He's gonna do his job. He's a professional. That's what we need everyone to do. Do your job, be professional, and have some fucking grit. This podcast was brought to you by, you thought I was going to say Avs Fam. Grit. Fucking grit. We need grit. Okay, seriously. This podcast was brought to you by Avs Fam, ABSFAM.com. Go check them out. Super awesome hockey shirts you won't find anywhere else. They're fan gear. This isn't logo wear. You can buy logo wear everywhere. This is fan gear. You can only get it there. Go check it out. Dutchie Landy Mac Varley Picks. So many cool shirts for you to check out. Stay awesome.